So, continuing from yesterday's discussion about the Bavli and the Yushalmi, about how we see the Koach of Chachamim, what they're able to accomplish, so this, I think, segues in very, very nicely to the same idea. So let's begin with the Pesukim, the very first Mar Makom. The context of Zakin Mamre, the Torah tells us, V'asisa al pi adavar, asher yagidu lecha. You should do according to what you're told. Min ha-makom ahu, from that makom ha-sheivcha Hashem, which is a reference to Beis HaMikdash. V'shemar t'la'asot k'chal ha-shei rucha. And you should do whatever you're told to do. And then the next pasuk tells us, al pi ha-Torah ha-shei rucha, based on the rules of the Torah, v'ha mishvat ha-shei yomu lecha, the judgments that they declare, l'cha ta'ase, you should do, that's the mitzvah asay, to listen to the chachamim, and lo sasr min ha-davar ha-shei yigidu lecha yamin usmol. So, Sasser, don't stray away from anything they tell you, whether it be right, whether it be left. So this concept of Lo Sasser and the Koach of Chachamim, there are two basic questions we want to go through today. One is, what's the scope? Which types of derabbanans are included, which is what you spent most of the time on today, in the morning. So the scope of Lo Sasser. Number two is, I'm going to go the other order though. Number two is, what is the strength of the Chachamim? What's the magnitude of a din derabanan? How far can a Talmid Chacham, could a Bezdin, could a Sanhedrin create a mitzvah? What's their ability? So let's focus first on that second question. What's the magnitude of a din derabanan? How strong is a mitzvah derabanan? So the Rambam, in his very first Shoresh in all of Sefer Mitzvahs, the first thing he introduces to us is that you do not count mitzvahs derabanan as part of the Targ mitzvahs. We know that there are 630 mitzvahs in the Torah. The Gemara in Makos at the end, the Midrashim about this, the Ramban, interestingly, tries to take the Rambam to task on this piece. He wasn't so convinced that there are Targ mitzvahs. Maybe that explains it as a Yireim. There are a number of different Moni HaMitzvahs. So they all count 613. The Yireim is the only Sefer Mitzvah that I'm familiar with that does not count 613. He stopped, I don't remember the number, I haven't looked in a while, but maybe 400 and something, I don't know what the number is. So I never looked into why, but maybe based on this Ramban, that 613 is not 613. But we assume that Taryag Mitzvahs is the rule, that there are 613 Mitzvahs in the Torah. So the problem is, the Rambam is very uncomfortable with the fact that the Bahag and other Gaonim counted Dirabanans as part of the count of 613. We'll speak in the afternoon a little bit about, in a deeper sense, there's a concept of 613 mitzvahs and there's 7 mitzvahs derabanan, which is 620. That's a whole another inyan we'll do in the afternoon later during the Machshavashir. But for now, al pi halacha, 613 mitzvahs are deraisa. So how is the Bahag able to add 7 derabanans within the 613? He has 606 deraisas and he adds 7 derabanans. The Rambam doesn't like this at all. So I think the answer is to what we discussed yesterday, that we explain that the Yerushalmi should be the Talmud that we're learning. We should be learning Yerushalmi, not the Bavli. But the Bavli, in essence, shows us the Koach of Chachamim, that even though you might not be living in a place like Eretz Yisrael, the Talmidei Chachamim of Bavel, the Sanhedrin, the Bezin, is able to create a Torah that's greater than the Yerushalmi, if you will. So Chachamim have the ability to add mitzvahs, to create their own mitzvahs within the Tariq mitzvahs. That there are 7 mitzvahs derabanan that they were given. That's the strength of Chachamim. And the Rambam says that's crazy. The Rabban have a certain koach, but they don't have the koach to add to the 613, to include in the 613. 613 is our mitzvahs, and there's 7 or any other derabanan. But to make that as part of the 613 of the mitzvahs of the Raisa, that's crazy for the Rambam. So machlokas between the Rambam and Ramban is how strong is the koach of Chachamim. Let me explain a little bit further to make that clear. There's machlokes in the Rishonim. I think the Rambam goes l'shitaso, how an esmachta works. So oftentimes the Gemara quotes a pasuk and says it's esmachta ba'alma. You guys familiar with this machlokes about the esmachta? The Rambam versus the Ritva. Excellent. Ritva and Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam writes that the esmachta is a tool to help us remember things. So it's not really based on a pasuk. You know, for example, Gemara says that there's an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, and they bring a pasuk, and the Gemara says, Esmachta Ba'alma. What that means is, for the Rambam, he writes, it's a tool to help us remember, a Zikaron. The Gemara has many places, various tools to help us remember. An example, the last half of Megillah tells us that Torah is a Shira, it's a Rina, it's a song. So we sing it. They're supposed to enjoy it. Tosfos there writes, in the Mishnayos used to be sung to help you remember. That was a tool. Singing. My girls know a lot more than my boys. Why? Because they sing everything. They sing the capitals of America, the states of America. They sing, the parshios of the Torah. They always sing everything. So when my boys were younger, I have two older girls. So when my boys are studying for the test, so my girls teach them the song. So now the boys also know the song. Now they know whatever the information they're learning. Because there are different tools we could use to remember. The Gemara in Erevin says you're supposed to learn out loud because then it helps you remember. You hear yourself, that helps you remember. So there are different tools how to remember things. There's actually a fascinating Yachon of Boaz, Tiferes Yisrael, on Maseches Edyos, who writes that that's a chasur mechsera. Oftentimes we have, the Gemara says, something in the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Oh, it was missing like a whole line or two. And this is what it really should say. So why does it happen so often? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, because it was a song. So everything has to be poetic and has to be a rhythm and fit in. So sometimes things didn't fit in. So they took out a line, and then it fit in, and hopefully later on, the Talmid Chacham will figure out what was missing to make everything make sense. But these are various tools used by the Chachamim to help us remember. So says the Rambam, an Asmachta is also a tool to help us remember. We can attach a Chachamim, a Din Chachamim, to a Pasuk, and oh, that helps us remember that you can't do Melacha and Chol HaMoed. Now the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah that no. An Asmachta was actually a Kaddish Baruch Hu had a Torah, he made a Torah, and he dropped some different remuzim down in the Torah to allow Chachamim to be megala that din. So it was given in the Torah, it was intended by Hashem to be created, but discovered, not by Moshe Rabbeinu, but by a Beis Din much later on. So when they're megala that which was in the Torah, the smachta, they're actually revealing a din deraisa. That's what the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin. So perhaps that's machlokes between the Rambam and the Bahag. Bahag says when the Chachamim created a mitzvah derabanan, it was really being megala that which was intended from the Torah. It's just that it was discovered later on. It's similar to the Gemara Menachos, Rabbi Kiva and Moshe Rabbeinu, where Rabbi Kiva was giving a shir, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Where do you get this?" He didn't know where they got it from, and Rabbi Kiva says, "Halach Moshe Sinai," and even though Moshe didn't know, he wasn't aware of it, it was still Halach Moshe Sinai. Because there are certain things that Kadosh Baruch Hu hid in the Torah that was intended to be revealed later on. So for the Bahag, that becomes a mitzvah derabanan, but really a mitzvah deraisa.
How did the Bahag decide this one?
We'll get to that in a second. I'll make a suggestion. Very good. Let's just finish. For the Rambam, however, if I'm not answering your question, let me know. But just for the Rambam, who holds no, an asmachta is not maybe megala anything in the Torah. It's just a tool to remember. So when Chacham created a mitzvah, it's a new creation. It's a chiddush. It's not a giloy of what was in the Torah. And therefore, you cannot count mitzvahs derabanan as part of the Targ mitzvahs. That's, I think, how you could explain this machlokes. So now the question Jonathan asked is, well, for the Bahag, he only counts seven derabanans as part of the Targ. But the Rambam says there are many, many more mitzvahs than the seven. So why does he draw the line there? Why only those seven mitzvahs derabanan made it to the 613 list? So I think you could say as follows. I didn't test this out, so you guys have, I think, the next 2 hours to test it out if you want. But I think you could suggest, I'll give two examples, that the seven mitzvahs derabanan, the Bahag count, they have roots, strong roots in the Torah. Okay? As opposed to the other ones are really chidushim. So let me give two examples. I'll try to build a certain mahalach, and then we'll see if you guys can figure out on your own if it works for the others or not. I don't know. But that's a suggestion. So what does that mean? So let's take the two most famous mitzvahs derabanan, Megillah and Chanukah. So according to what I'm suggesting, is that Megillah and Chanukah are rooted in the Torah. So Megillah is much easier to explain. There's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin, which tells us that there was an interesting conversation between Esther Malka and the Chachamim, that she wanted to codify Megillas Esther as part of the 24 books of Tanakh. And they said, no way. So the first reaction was, it's going to generate kinna and jealousy amongst the Umos Olam, that we're writing about their downfall, our success, there's no way. And she says, too late. She was much smarter. She was smart. And she said, I already wrote about it in Divrei Yamim. You can't hide it anymore. It exists. Okay, so they couldn't hide it anymore. But still, you need a... They said, in the end of the day, the Gemara explains, that Shalach Alehem Esther, Esther sent to the Chachamim, Kazvuni Ladoros, write me or write my story for Ladoros. Put it in Tanakh. So they said back, Hello, Kasafti Lecha. Doesn't it say in the Pasuk, in Mishlei, I already wrote about this topic, Shalishim, three times. A fourth time, you can't mention it. We have a Malach appear twice in the Torah. And it appears once in Nevi'im by Shaul. That's three. To have a fourth time in Tanakh, the Pasuk says you can. It's only three. So the Gemara says that they said, Shlishim v'lo Revi'im. Until Ad Shematzu lo Mikra, until she found the Pasuk. She found the source for Megillas Esther in the Torah itself. What was the source? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, K'sov zos zikaron b'sefer. Write this in a sefer. K'sov zos is a reference to Masha Kosov Khan in Sefer Shmos. And then it says, U'misha Torah, that's all included together. Zikaron, Masha Kosov b'Nevi'im by Shaul. And b'sefer, when the Pasuk says b'sefer, Masha Kosov b'Megillah. And the Gemara quotes Machlok is how to darshan the Pesukim, but they both agree, both days in the upcoming Brisa agree, that Megillas Esther has a source in Chumash. So it wasn't a creation from Esther. It wasn't a creation from the Sanhedrin. They're Megala, this Indian of Zechiris HaMalik, Mechiris HaMalik, from the Torah, so it's like an Esmachta, that they're Megala. So it wasn't relevant until Esther came along. But it was part of the intention, the Kavana of HaKadosh Baruch when he wrote the Torah. So the Megala, a Derabana, that's really a Deraisa. Yeah.
For including a Tanakh, or actually for reading it? Because it seems like, from the Gemara, it seems to include a Tanakh, but we're discussing the actual mitzvah, so we should look for Megala on her.
Very, very good question. Fair point. So based on this Gemara, it's only about including it within the 24 books of Tanakh. Doesn't necessarily mean that we'll translate over to a mitzvah. Very good. Excellent. So I guess it's an open question. I'll have to look into it further. Very good. Now, with regards to Chanukah, so where do we find any remez to Chanukah being Deraisa? If this Mahalach is really true, that every Derabanan, at least the seven Derabanans that the Mahal counts, so do we find a makor for Chanukah in the Torah? So there's a beautiful piece in Hari Kedem who discusses this. I should mention Rabbi Jacobowitz is here, and his son Rav Moshe Chaim Jacobowitz is a Rosh Kollel there in Taras Moshe, which of course is the place where Hari Kedem came from Rav Soloveitchik. So he really has a beautiful piece about the Indian of Chanukah, Neres Chanukah, how it's also, he doesn't quite say this piece, but I'm going to extend it to being connected and rooted in the Torah. So the number of rayas he brings to whether or not, I'll start off with an interesting question I was given a few weeks ago. We'll just have this as like a small little chabura, and then you'll see how everything fits in. So a few weeks ago, I was asked the following shaila. Someone just moved to Eretz Yisrael. He got there Sunday afternoon. He got there Thursday night. He made Shabbat. He just got married. And then Sunday night came around. It was the first night of Hanukkah. And he didn't have a chance to like buy Neres Hanukkah, menorah, candles, oil, anything. Cups. So Shaila was, are you allowed to use a cup that he just used for Neres Shabbos? Could he use it now for Sunday night for Neres Chanukah? That was the question. So why couldn't you use, what was the Shaila, whether he could use the same cup for Chanukah that he used for Shabbos?
It's like mixed mitzvahs.
Mixed mitzvahs, but not at the same time. One was Sunday night, one was Friday night.
Did I say Derabana?
What's the concern with that? Yeah. Malin b'kodesh v'ein moridin, he thought. Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha, and Chanukah is a lower level. How do we know? Gemara says if a person only has Ner Shabbos, so enough money to buy Ner Shabbos, and Ner is Chanukah, Shalom Bayis Adif, so Shalom Bayis of Ner Shabbos is better than Ner is Chanukah. So clearly Ner is Chanukah is greater than that of Ner Shabbos is greater than Ner Shabbos. So that was the Shaila. Can you use the same cups for Ner Chanukah that you use for Ner Shabbos? So, there's a Mordechai that writes that this concept Malam Bekodesh Vein Moridin only applies to Tashmishe Kedusha, not to Tashmishe Mitzvah. What's Tashmishe Kedusha? Anything that has Osios, Ksav Osios, Hashem Hashem, Sefer Torah, Nevi'im, Chumash, Tefillin, those are Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmish and mitzvah are mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that have no Shem Hashem. Tzitzis, sukkah, lulav. So one of the nafkaminas are that when it comes to Tashmish and Kedusha, you have to put in Geniza. Svarim go in Geniza. And Tashmish and mitzvah, tzitzis, you don't have to put them in Geniza. In theory, all you have to do is put them in a bag and throw them out. So there's another nafkamina that Malan B'Kodesh Reinim Oridin. Mordechai writes, Malan B'Kodesh Reinim Oridin only applies to Tashmishe Kedusha. So I can't use a cloth of Sefer Torah and then use it for a mezuzah. That's going down. But for Tashmishe Mitzvah, there's no problem of changing for different mitzvahs. So, how would you categorize Neres Chanukah, Neres Shabbos? Tashmishe Kedusha, Tashmishe Mitzvah. Mitzvah, right? There's no Kedusha, there's no Osios Hashem, there's no Kedusha to speak of, there's no cloth there. Tashmishe Mitzvah. And the Gemara, in fact, says, with respect to Chanukah, it wants to know, are you allowed to count money in front of Neres Chanukah? And the Gemara says, V'chi Ner Kedusha Yeshba, is it Kedusha? Certainly not. It's Tashmishe Mitzvah. So seemingly you should be able to use the same cups, Neres Shabbos, for Neres Chanukah. But it's not so clear. There's a machlokes Rishonim when it comes to Neres Chanukah, why you can't use the Neres Chanukah for Hana. You can't count coins in front of them. So what's the reason? One opinion is because it's a mevazeh, the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. Anybody familiar with the Shita of the Baal Mor? The Baal Mor writes in the back here in Masech HaShabbos that since Neres Chanukah were modeled after the Neros in the base of Migdash, the menorah, which is a Kedusha, this Kedusha for Neros menorah in the base of Migdash, that's why you can't get Hana, not because of a Bizoy Mitzvah. Neres Chanukah is a Zeichel Mikdash, and therefore, just like you can't get Hana from the menorah in the base of Migdash, you can't get Hana from Neres Chanukah. Another raya for this. The famous Ramban in the beginning of Baal Oscha. Why does Baal Oscha come after Parshas Naso? So Rashi says, well, because Aaron felt bad. He wasn't part of the Nisim. So he appeased him with a menorah. Now he was happy, he's able to work in the base of Migdash. Ramban says, no. What was the appeasement? Because your great-great-grandchildren, the Hashmonaim, are going to have their own Chanukas, a menorah, Chanukas Mizbeach in the times of Chanukah. But he's talking about the menorah, the Baal Oscha and the menorah. So Rav Soloveitchik proved from there that there's a strong Neres Chanukah isn't only about celebrating a Neis Shemen. It's not a celebration of a Neis Milchama. It's also a Zeichel Mikdash. There are many halachas where the Neres Chanukah is modeled after the Neros in the base of Mikdash. Another raya. The Ravid, there's a big machlokas in Gemara Pesachim Daf Zayin. When do you say lit in a bracha and when you say al in brachos? L'hadak Ner Chanukah, Al Mik Megillah. So the Ravid has this klal that when it comes to a Din D'Rabbanan, you say Al. Whenever it's D'Rabban, Al. So he says, okay, so Al Mik Megillah makes sense. We should say Al Halakas Ner Chanukah. What's L'hadak Ner Chanukah? If this Yesod is true, that every D'Rabbanan you say Al, so why do we say L'hadak Ner Chanukah? So the Ravid says, perhaps it's because the Neres Chanukah was modeled after the Neros Shebe Mikdash, which they would say, Lahalik Ner Shel, not Chanukah, but Lahalik Ner, whatever the Nusach would be. He says, again, Mipnei Shezu HaBracha of Chanukah, Hukva Al Neros Shebe Mikdash, it was established after the Neros in the base of Mikdash, Shein Shel Torah, Lefikach Asa'uhu Kishel Torah. They made the Neres Chanukah like a Din Deraisa, like the menorah in the base of Mikdash. So now, this is the mahalach. The Neres Chanukah is like a Din D'Oraisa. Yeah.
Saying even with regards to the Baal Mor, these are saying that it's resembling the menorah. It's saying it's fine that it's resembling it. It's still, why does that give it? Why would that give the Chanukah, the Chanukiah, inherent kedusha? I mean, I know it's resembling that of the menorah. It doesn't. But why should the inherent kedusha transfer over, even though we're just resembling it?
It's not. We're not going to say that the actual kedusha is there, but at least we could model it after. If a person were to get hana from the Neres Chanukah, even for the Baal Mor, he wouldn't say you would violate Me'ilah. he wouldn't go that far. Milah is only when you violate real Kedusha, real Hekdesh. But in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the case, but not by Neir's Chanukah. But we could still model and learn certain halachas from that resemblance.
So then would we not be saying that it's Kedusha's mitzvah?
So let's get to the Kedusha mitzvah right now. Let's take it one step further. So at least we could have proven at least this point that Neir's Chanukah is modeled after the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So, but we said, but there's no Kedusha, right? L'chi Neir yesh Kedusha ba? And therefore, it's not subject to Malam B'Kodesh Be'maridan, and you would be able to use the Neir's Chanukah for Neir Shabbos, Neir Shabbos for Neir's Chanukah. But what's the big question on this? When the Gemara talks about Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, what order do you light Neir's Chanukah, 1 to 8 or 8 to 1? So what's one of the Svaras brought down, why you light from 1 to 8? Malam B'Kodesh Be'maridan. So we are invoking this concept even within Neir's Chanukah, which would sound like that, you know, maybe it's really is Kedusha, the Neir's Chanukah. So I serve Rav Asher Weiss in his new Sefer, he says it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't really mean Malam B'Kodesh Be'maridan, it's a borrowed term. But if you look at Rashi on that Gemara, in Shabbos, when the Gemara quotes Malam B'Kodesh Be'maridan, Rashi says, Mikra'i Yalfin Allah B'Menachos, it's based on Psukim. Once Rashi indicates it's a source for Malam B'Kodesh Be'maridan, it doesn't sound like it's just a borrowed term. It sounds like it's taken very seriously. And maybe you could suggest for Rashi, maybe there really is a Malam B'Kodesh Be'maridan. There really is Kedusha for Neir's Chanukah. So what would come out from this, again, this is like a side chabura right now, what would come out from this is that Neir's Chanukah would have Kedusha, Neir Shabbos wouldn't. So you could use the glass from Neir Shabbos to Neir's Chanukah, but you couldn't use from Neir's Chanukah glass cups for the Neir Shabbos. Because there's no Kedusha for Shabbos, there's Kedusha for Chanukah. Lemaisa, the poskim all said that's not a problem. We paskin that it's Malam B'Kodesh Be'maridan does not apply to Chanukah. But we can at least see a mahalach here how Neir's Chanukah can be rooted in the Torah. So maybe that's how the Bahag draws a line. Maybe those seven mitzvahs d'Rabbanan have roots, strong roots in the Torah, so Mikra Megillah and Neir's Chanukah and the rest of the list as well. So that's in terms of the magnitude, yes. I don't remember them by heart. I don't have the Bahag in front of me. They don't have it either on the Bar Ilan. I have the... It's funny. I bought the Bahag when I was in Rav Rosenzweig's shir, so he was always going through the Moni HaMitzvot. So I bought like all the Sefer Moni HaMitzvot. I bought the Bahag just for the Minyan HaMitzvot that he has. And he's a whole big Sefer of Halachas, but I didn't use it. But when I opened it up and I bought it, it didn't have the Minyan HaMitzvot in my edition. So I don't have the access to the Bahag, and I can't find it online. So, but Erevin is one of them. I forget the other four. Maybe we'll do some homework in between. You have a list there? Oh, yeah? Does everyone agree to the seven, I wonder? It might be disputed also.
The footnote says no.
What?
The footnote says
not everyone agrees. Okay. All right, so we'll go through afterwards. We'll chazer through the seven mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. But that goes through the strength and the magnitude of a d'Rabbanan, whether or not it can become part of the Taryag or they're completely separate from them. Let's now discuss with the remaining time we have the other machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about whether Lo Sasur, how expansive it is, what is the scope of Lo Sasur. So here we have, as you saw, we spent Seder going through, the machlokas between the Rambam and Ramban, that Rambam holds that any Dirabanan, whether it be Gzeira, Takana, Minhag, is under the rubric of Lo Sasur. While the Ramban says that Lo Sasur is limited to only the Yud Gimel Midos Shetar Nidresh Shebehem. That's the machlok. So the question Rabbi Chanan asks is, okay, so if the Ramban doesn't hold of Lo Sasur to Takanas and Gzeris Minhagim, so how come we have to listen to Chachamim? I understand for the Rambam I have to listen to the Chachamim because Lo Sasur includes every single thing that they say. I must listen to them. Ramban says Lo Sasur is only a very small group of Yud Gimel Midas Shetar Nidresh Shebehem. But to listen to a minag, a gzeir, takana, what's the source? So the Rechon is mechadish, this concept, which is a beautiful idea, that there's something called Ratzon Hashem, Ratzon HaTorah, that there's some idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to listen to Chachamim. It's intuitive to who we are. It will break down the system if we don't. And you don't need a pasuk for it. This is just an idea understood. It was accepted from Har Sinai, Ratzon Hashem, But there is no pasuk that tells us this. It's Ratzon Hashem. So those who learn Rav Asher Weiss's svarim and Rav Yonasan Sack's svarim, so he'll quote this often, this concept of Ratzon Hashem. So just to give a couple of examples to see how this plays out. So I think it's in Parshas Balak where Rav Asher Weiss talks about Tzar Ba'al Chaim. And he quotes like a list of 15 different sources how we know Tzar Ba'al Chaim is Aser. Machlok is whether it's Deraisa or Derabanan. Those who hold it's Deraisa, what's the source? So many different suggestions are made. So Rav Asher Weiss says, they're all just examples. The reason why Tzar Ba'al Chaim is Aser is because that's Ratzon Hashem. Oh, so this is an example, and this is an example, but the source is Ratzon Hashem. Another example, I don't know if he uses this, but there's a big discussion, those who learn Baba Kama, the very first Mishnah you open up, Arba Avos Nezikin. So is it Aser to be Mazik someone or not? We know you have to pay. You have to pay damage. But is there an Iser if I damage your car? I'll pay you back. So all the Achronim try to figure out what's the source. Is it Lo Sigzol? Vavtvarecha Kamocha? So I think, again, I don't know if Rav Asher Weiss says this, but it's intuitive to say that it's, of course, Ratzon Hashem that you shouldn't damage. It's also to damage someone's property. You don't need a pasuk for that. And the suggestions are Lo Sigzol and Av After Recha Kamocha are like same thing as Tzar Ba'al Chaim. There's no real makor. That's Ratzon Hashem. That's how the world has to function. We have to listen to Chachamim. We have to listen to respect people's property. And anything like that that's intuitive is Ratzon Hashem.
You understand, if you choose not to, then like what you choose not to, and if there's no clear, no lashes, I'm saying like the people, if there's not explicit explicit positive, what should we say? Well, I'm not going against the charges you say that you wear, and like I just don't want to buy into the whole Durban thing, and like what right do you have to then punish me for doing something that's not explicitly and like that's not there.
That's the emunas chachamim. That's the idea of emunas chachamim. You have to trust them.
I'm saying if you want to say it's just Ratzon Hashem, it seems like it's not explicit in the psukim, but like it's something that Hashem wants you to do. But like, okay, it's like I'm not perfect yet. I'm working on the deraisas, and I'm not working on the extra stuff yet.
You can't separate the two. It doesn't exist. Part of the Kabbalah we have from Har Sinai is we have to accept the chachamim, whether it's Lo Sasser or whether it's the Kabbalah that we have. We can't start playing that game of the tzedukim and saying if it's not in the Torah, I'm not accepting it.
That's Ratzon Hashem has the same status as deraisa.
The same, according to the Rav Chanan, he felt that it has the same status as the Raisa, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like any other halacha Moshe Sinai that's not explicit in the Torah. Nisach HaMayim, for example. So assuming there's no remez. The Gemara has a remez for Nisach HaMayim, but assuming that's not a real strong remez, according to many, that's the Raisa. Ah, there's no black ink on the tefillin, all of tefillin. That's not written in the Torah anywhere. But the Ratzon Hashem, that's also part of the Kabbalah we have, halacha Moshe Sinai.
Different, right? Yeah. Ratzon Hashem is not the same as halacha Moshe Sinai. One was like I thought it was like explicitly given, like Hashem told us, it just wasn't written down. As opposed to this seems that it's more of like a logical derivation.
You know, the concept of listening to Chachamim is halacha Moshe Sinai. It seems that's how the Rav Chanan is understanding it. The applications are, you know, stemming from that. But there was no tradition, you know, less necessary to keep Hanukkah or to keep Megillah. The tradition we have is to listen to Chachamim. What they say is that that's an application of their rights.
What's the source of that idea? Then all the questions we have are like, if it's Dreisa, then like, what's between Dreisa and Dreisa? Would be the same question. And like, so they're not arguing at all. They're only arguing about the source.
No, they're very much arguing. The source will have many, many nafkaminas. That's what the Rav Chanan goes through. So let's go through what the nafkaminas are. So Rav Chanan says, in the end of the day, so they both hold this Dreisa. This is your question. Ramban says it's Dreisa, Ratzon Hashem. Ramam says Dreisa, Lo Sasser. So who cares? So what Rav Chanan explains is that the Rambam also agrees to Ratzon Hashem. That we have to listen to Chachamim. So if he agrees to Ratzon Hashem, what's Lo Sasser coming to tell us? So that's where Rav Chanan says there are two layers here. Ratzon Hashem says listen to Chachamim. Lo Sasser gave Chachamim the ability to make a particular mitzvah. In other words, is the lav of Lo Sasser a klal or a prat? You're probably familiar with the Hakir by Lifnei Iver. If I, let's say, give a glass of wine to a Nazir, that's a violation of Lifnei Iver. Now, is that a violation of Lifnei Iver? It's a Klali Isser? Or is that a violation of Nazirus? Because the context is giving a Nazir wine. Now, I'm not a Nazir, he is. But there's a Reb Kiviger, there's a Ran in Sanhedrin that talk about Lifnei Iver, if it's a general lav, whenever I give, if I give a Nazir wine, or if I whatever the example is, it's just always Lifnei Iver, no matter what the example is. Or no, depending on the context, that will define it's a Prat. It's going to be an Isser Naziris, it's going to be an Isser, whatever the example might be. So here as well, Reb Chanan says for the Ramban, there's a general Ratzon Hashem. And when Chacham make an Isser, whether it be Chametz, whether it be in Gilei Raos or Shlosh Averos, it's always just a general violation of listening to Chachamim. But for the Rambam, who has an additional Lo Sasser, the Chiddush of Lo Sasser is telling us that when they made a Din, it becomes that context. When they made an Isser not to have Chametz already from the sixth hour, that's Dirabanan, but that becomes an Isser of Chametz. For the Ramban, that's just an issur of violating, ignoring Chachamim. But it doesn't become part of that actual context, that mitzvah. So that's an afkamina. So, for example, the Zakei Mamre. The Zakei Mamre is chai misev, he goes against the Chachamim when there's a issur sheyesh bokaris. So that's what Rav Chanan says. So what happens the sixth hour of Erev Pesach? The sixth hour, there's an issur to have chametz. An issur d'rabanan. And the Zakei Mamre argues on that din, if someone gets married with chametz is aser b'ana. You can't get married with the iser hana. So if a woman now, a man rather, gives a chametz at that time to a woman, the Gemara says not good kedushin. It's only aser midrabanan, the chametz at that time? Still. The iser midrabanan, they could be mafkiya the kedushin. So let's say Zakim Amri argues on this din. So is this Isser during the sixth hour an Isser Karis or not Isser Karis? Everyone agrees there's no Karis because it's only Dirabanan. But can it be in the same grouping as Chametz, Shiyesh Bokaris? The Rambam says yes. Because even though there's no actual Karis, Lo Sasser gives the Cham the ability to make it a Lav Prati. It becomes an Isser Chametz now. And if one were to try to get married with that, or Zakei Mamre were to argue on that din, he'd be Chayv Karis, he'd be Chayv Zakei Mamre. Ramban says, no. The Isser of Chametz during the sixth hour is just a general Isser of violating Chachamim. But it doesn't become an Isser Chametz. It's not an Isser Prati. And that's the Daf Kamina. The same thing with the Gimel Averos. The big three Averos. So we know that there's the Arayos listed in the Pesukim and Achrei Mosim Kedoshim. And then there's the Shneios, the second layer of Arayos, which are also Midivrei Sofrim only. So let's say a person has a gun to his head and he's told to violate that Shneios Arayos. Does he have to give up his life or not? So Rav Chanan says for the Rambam he would have to. Because Lo Sasser tells us that Chama are able to extend, make it part of the actual source. It becomes a din of an Erva, even though it's only Dirabanan, and subject to Yag Vayavur. While the Ramban says no. The Shneios is just an Isser of not listening to Chachamim, the general Isser, Klali. But doesn't become part of the Arayos, Chelik of the Arayos itself. So that those are Nafkaminas. Yeah.
What's
a Shneios? Shneios, the mission Yevamos talks about, is secondary level of the Arayos. So the Torah lists a few of them. If you look in the mission Yevamos, it adds on further ones that, although they're not Deraisa, they expanded the Arayos to Shneios, second level, but they're only Divrei Sofrim, which is Dirabanan. Yes.
What about Pasuk makes this connection that all of a sudden the Dirabanan is connected to a different, to its direction?
Right. I think it's just simply that there's a second source. I mean, once Chachamim, once Ramam rather agrees to Ratzon Hashem, so what's added by Lo Sasser then? Exactly. So that second layer must be adding a Chiddush, which he thinks is the Prati. Yeah. Correct. It won't go through. It definitely won't. The nafkamina is whether Zakei Mamre, who argues on it, whether he'll be Zakei Mamre because it's related to Karis or not related to Karis. But it definitely doesn't go through.
Okay. You're saying that how the Rambam sees Lo Sasser as like Lo Sasser as adding on the additional layer,
mm-hmm.
and therefore like it could essentially be like adding on to every specific, or like every Rambam has is also related to the specific Yeah, but that is making. So it seems like the Rambam is saying that the Lusas on the one hand, plus the specific like Dirabana or the specific Isser that they made a Xer on. As opposed to saying that there's Ratzon Hashem and then Lusas adds on the specific Isser. It seems like there's like Lusas on the one hand, and then there's the specific category that they made the Xer for.
Yeah.
I guess is Lusas adding on that specific, or is it just Lusas is that specific?
According to Rabbi Chanan, it is that.
So how does that, it seems like based on, I don't know, the various sheets here, it seems to be Losasra on the one hand, independently, and then there's the specific. So according to Rabbi Chanan, is it both then? Because, like, I don't know, I guess...
That's fine. We'll talk about it afterwards, I think. It's Kedai. That's, yeah, I think so. Anyway, you got another question there?
Yeah, Zach, yeah.
For the Rambam, Zaken Mamre would only be relevant if the Lo Sasser is in the context of a mitzvah that's karis. If it's a Lo Sasser in an area that is no karis, although it's attached to that mitzvah, it couldn't generate Zaken Mamre because there's no karis related to it. Okay, let's just... there's a lot here. I'll just finish off with two other, maybe three other areas where we see nafkaminas between the Rambam and Ramban. One is the case of a Safek. The big question Ramban has, if every lo sasser, every derabanan is really lo sasser, it means every derabanan is really a deraisa, so how do you ever have safek derabanan lakula? That's the big kasha he has. So I'm not sure if you saw, there's two answers. One answer the Ramban himself suggests, that maybe when the Chacham made a derabanan, they made a tanai that they were mochel b'davar, that by a safek you don't have to be machmir. That was one suggestion. They made a, again, Chacham have the right to make a deraisa. But when they made their derabanan of Hanukkah and Megillah and whatever is on the list, they made it such a way with a caveat that if it's a safek, you don't have to worry about it. That's one suggestion. But the Shef Shmaitza says beautifully. He says, no, this is the Rambam L'shitasa. The concept of safek deraisa l'chumra in general, when it comes to safek deraisa l'chumra, most assume that the Torah tells us when it's a safek deraisa, you have to be l'chumra. The Rambam's Din, he's a Das Yachid, is Dirabanan. The whole requirement to do Safek Deraisa L'chumra in the first place is only Dirabanan. Had we had only the Torah, if there's a Safek, whether or not this is Chametz or not, I could eat it, according to the Rambam. The Chacham said, you should be Machmir. So since the whole creation of Safek Deraisa L'chumra in the first place is only Dirabanan, so by Safek Deraisa, rather Safek Dirabanan L'kula, they never created such a Din. Now that would be a sex feka. It's just simply that they didn't create it. With the Raisa level is any suffix, lakula. The Chum came along and added a layer saying, suffix the Raisa, you should be machmir. But they never created that din by a din derabban. And he says, this is l'shitaso again, because the Rambam holds in general, suffix the Raisa l'chumr is only a din derabban. Another nafkamina between the Rambam and Ramban is the Gemara in Ksubis, a couple of times, it says, you're spending money on a mitzvah, don't spend more than a fifth. Otherwise, you're going to have no money left. But that's only when it comes to mitzvahs asay. Comes to tzitzis, lulav, sukkah, esrog, only pay a fifth. What's the din by los asay?
Everything.
Pay everything. To stop violating chil Shabbos, gzela, whatever the lav is, all the money in the world. What about a din dirabanan, a lo sase mid dirabanan? So the Prima Gadam says it depends on the Rambam Ramban. The Rambam holds lo saser, every dirabanan is a deraisa, so you have to spend all, this big, huge nafkamina, all the money in the world you have to spend to avoid even doing an iser dirabanan, because that's really a deraisa for the Rambam. While the Ramban says, no, lo saser is simply the yud gimel midos, She'at Torah Nidreshet Behem, Gzeiros, Takanas, Minhagim, completely different din, and not subject to the Indian of spending all the money in the world from protecting, from violating the Issa. And one last piece here to think about, I know we discussed a lot today, a lot for you guys to chazer over during the break, that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Daf Mem, that Amar Rava says, Hai man de'over ad dirabanan, no one person who violates a iser dirabanan, shari le mikre le avarina. You could call him an avarian. You could call him a sinner, even though he only violated the dirabanan. So Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. Why doesn't he quote this halacha? It's a mefurish gemara. To call someone a avarian, you're allowed to. So the Maariv Chiyus writes in the back of that gemara in Shabbos, he says, because Rambam doesn't need to. Because once we know you could call an avarian for one who violates a deraisa, that we already know from a different halacha. So you don't have to repeat it by saying when you are over a derabanan. Because every derabanan is really a deraisa. And therefore it's unnecessary to teach this halacha because it's not a separate halacha. It's one of the same. Because again, the Rambam holds every derabanan is really a deraisa. Yeah. Right, so it could be Rava just teaching us that chiddush, or maybe Rava himself, maybe he had a different take on things. It's a good question, I'm not sure. The Maariv Chiyus actually quotes a different number of different shittas of Rava Lishitaso, who seem to have been very hung up on this idea of a person who violates an Aveira, maybe shouldn't be called a Rasha, but it's a good question, I'm not sure. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have Shir later this afternoon at, I think, 5 o'clock.
Some follow-up questions?
Shir?